welcome to Dish Nation. Everybody, are y'all ready to dish? We ready, Sharon.
Yes, honey.
Got my pot. Okay, yes. So it looks like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane might be hemmed up in court for a minute, y'all.
And another Real Housewife prefers to dip into the lady pond. Ooh. We'll explain. But first, Gary, I heard you got something you want to sound off on. What up?
Yes, honey. Someone please get Sasha Obama. I mean, get her now. We love her. She's the president's second daughter. But baby, this girl's in these streets, honey, acting like a regular damn teenage TikToking. And it's just too much, y'all. It's just not regular, honey. She's not regular, damn it.
All right, Gary, just calm down, okay? She just having a little fun, okay? Girls just want to have fun. So, y'all, video has gone viral of the former first daughter dancing the Pop Hunter song Adderall. Check it out.
Corvette, hopping in my... They were like, Pop, why you all like that? Why you talk like that? Why you all like that?
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Okay, she killing that thing, okay? Everybody need to just calm down. Now, some people are praising Sasha, y'all, for doing the Lord's work and teaching other white kids how to dance. And others are, of course, criticizing her for not wearing a mask and choosing a profanity-laced song.
Jeez.
Exactly. I
you
agree.
Know
that's
what?
Like grief. Adderall is a drug, isn't it?
It's medicine, and I, you know what? I do feel a certain way about all of the Molly and the Adderall and stuff, but I go, leave Sasha alone. She has so much pressure. It's like being a preacher's kid. It's so much pressure on this girl. She's young. She's a teenager. She's in college getting good grades. So let her go and have fun with her friends. If she want a TikTok, I'm all for it.
I love Sasha City Girls Obama. I want to see more videos. She is lit. She needs to keep being herself and keep having fun. She's a teenager. Let our girl live. That's it.
All right, y'all. So this is when doing it for the gram goes too far. Now, unfortunately, rapper G Herbo is being charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Wow.
And two counts of aiding and abetting aggravated identity theft to finance his luxurious hip-hop lifestyle. Now, he got some bangers, but they trying to bang some cuffs on them wrists. Now, the feds are claiming that Herbo and his crew allegedly conspired to defraud numerous businesses with stolen credit cards over the course of a four-year period. Now, to get this... buy designer puppies, charter private jets, yachts, exotic car rentals, and luxury hotel and vacation accommodations.
You know what? This is what I would say. I think if you gotta get a designer puppy and, you know, with money by defrauding people, maybe rapping is not your gift. Maybe that's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Sherry, your German Shepherd is a designer puppy, so why would you not want this man to have a designer puppy?
Because you know what, Gary? Let me tell you something, Gary, and I will answer that for you, Gary. Gary, I have a gift that is making me money, and I don't have to defraud anybody to get my Kane Corso, 130-pound guard dog. I ain't done nothing illegal. My gift is feeding me. And when your gift is not feeding you, maybe it's not a gift. Maybe you might
maybe
think about doing
what
something
you should
else.
Do.
Brad, did you have to defraud people for your rap career? Amazing.
Absolutely not. My skills and my gift got me to where I am. And God
there you
got
go.
Me to where
and
I am.
Boom.
That's how you got that millionaire, huh?
Yes, God sent her to me, Gary. Thank you. Well, y'all, G Herbo is not the only one with legal troubles today, honey. Two Real Housewives are also dealing with the law. First up, there's Beverly Hills' Erica Jane. So we already talked about 49-year-old Erica filing for divorce from her 81-year-old husband, Tom Girardi. But the streets are talking, and this is what they saying, honey. They saying it's all a scam, and we are being bamboozled, bitch, okay? Folks are saying that the divorce is to hide them assets because Tom is being sued for embezzling money from a settlement, and now she's getting dragged through the courts with him. Lord.
Also, a friend of the show, Atlanta Housewife, our friend Cynthia Bailey, she is dragging ex-husband Peter Thomas through the courts and suing him for an unpaid loan in the amount of $170,000, money that she loaned to him to start his restaurant, Bar One Atlanta. Oh, my goodness.
Mm. So, Brad, now think about it. Now, said tonight, she's a good friend of mine, honey. But we know Peter too, honey. You think he'll be good for the $170,000 he owes her? Or should women help finance their man's dream, which I think they should?
I mean, I think when they were together, it was cool because they were one and they were helping each other. But now, give her her money. If she gave you a loan and you ain't paid her back yet, what you waiting on? I think she doing right for suing him, because when the hell is he going to pay her if she don't?
But what happened to what's yours is mine?
When you married, that does work. But when you ain't,
that's right,
it don't.
Brad.
All right. I don't know what kind of energy shift is going on in the Real Housewives franchise, but Bronwyn Wyndham Burke from the Orange County cast is taking a deep dive in the Lady Pond, y'all. I'm in the Lady Pond, too. Let's go. All right, after separating from her husband, Sean, she has come out of the closet, y'all. Now, get this. The couple is still married, living under the same roof, raising their 7 kids, but in a recent interview, Bronwyn said, and I quote, "I love Sean. I love him dearly. He is my person. He is my family, but I'm not attracted to men, and I never have been," end quote.
Oh, it's got, I mean, then, to have 7 damn. Children, there's got to be some kind of attraction to let a man get up in you 7 times and get you pregnant.
Okay.
Good grief.
Well, right. She might not have loved the man, but she probably loved the lifestyle that that man provided, and she just thugged it out just to have some level of security.
And who says she didn't love having sex with him?
And then yesterday, get this, y'all. Yesterday, she made mouths drop during an interview with GLAAD, and she said, and I quote, "I like women. I'm gay. It has taken me 42 years to say that. I'm so happy where I am.
Wow.
Comfortable in my own skin after so long. It's just so nice." And then she released a pic of her and her new boo, her girlfriend, Chris, on social media. Look at this, y'all. She's looking really happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they look amazing.
I always applaud people for living in their truth. But then there's this other side that's here. You have 7 children. You're still living with your husband. Now you got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's kind of a mess. If it was the other way around, you don't get to get me pregnant 7 times, be with your boyfriend, and live with me.
This scenario right here, y'all, sounds like a spinoff series. I think my girl Bronwyn just created a whole new show for herself.
Yeah, because we all want to see what's going to happen next.
All right, now it is time to ring the alarm, because we got some big news, y'all. Gary, I hear that you got a brand new show popping off on Fox Soul called TGIF, spilling all the tea along with some cocktails.
Yes.
Tell us about it, how we can catch the show, yo.
Okay, first of all, y'all can catch the show on, it's on FoxSoul.tv. It comes on every Friday night, y'all, and it's a great show, and I love it. I'm so glad I'm a part of it, honey. It's me with Claudia Jordan. She's our host, and then there's Al Reynolds, and then there's Funky Dineva, also known Q. And, you know, we're pouring all the hot latest tea, and, bitch, this tea is unrestricted. Every Friday night, baby, it's gonna be the tea, honey. That's the T-E-A-G-I-F.
Oh, love it. Coming up, ladies, if you want to know what Drake smells like, then you'll definitely want this candle. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys. Well, step aside, Gwyneth Paltrow and Erykah Badu. You might want to hold on to your incense, because there is a brand new celebrity scented product that is hitting the market. That's right. It's a candle that smells like Drizzy Drizzy Drake.
What?
I feel like it's going to like...
Smell like
cotton candy, but here's the deal. So the rapper teams up with the perfume maker Michael Carby and created a candle called Carby Musk. Now, this fragrance supposedly is Drake's, is the like actual smell that Drake wears. It costs $80, and it features some notes of amber, cashmere, suede, velvet, and musk.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry, would you buy this candle just to smell what Drake is smelling like?
Well, the answer is no, but if there was a Michael B. Jordan candle, I would pour the hot wax all over myself. Tell you that right now, girl.
Well, stand in line, chick, honey. He already got somebody.
I know.
Thank you for
the
visual.
He got Lori Harvey.
Yeah. The question is, though, aren't y'all just tired of these damn celebrities think we want to smell like them? I mean, what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow? What's her smell? Panano or whatever it is.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I think that was Erykah smelling her vagina smell.
I would have eaten the Erykah Badu candle if I could have got my hands on one. I'm just saying.
I'm sure if you DM her, she'll get you one. Hey, girl, even though they're not
edible, but
she
okay.
will deliver that in person. Head crack is what she would do.
Fingers crossed.
Sorry, check this out, y'all. R&B singer Mario had a couple of words of encouragement for his female followers, or at least I think he was trying to be encouraging. He said, and I quote, PSA to all the good women out there, God told me to tell you who may be losing hope, do not try to compete with these hoes. They're in a whole other league. Make a choice of who you want to be and stick with it. Hashtag respectfully. FYI, a whole different type of good woman for a certain type of man. Makes sense? Does it make sense to any of y'all?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It absolutely does, Chewy.
So, Portia, is this just shaming women for being sexually liberated, or does it make it okay because he threw in the hashtag respectfully?
No, sir. Right. Respectfully does not clean up your dog talk. Like, don't talk about a woman's sexuality when you men are out here hoeing and doing just as much.
I'm not hoeing.
Do not judge women. Don't say nothing about women's sex life at all.
But, Portia, you have so many women out here on social media going, how come I can't get a man? Why y'all always trying to get with them? Women just are asking, and I believe somebody asked him the question and he responded. And it's like, if you just would be who you are and stop trying, everybody can't do the body yaddy yaddy challenge. Be who you are and be okay with it.
I think that's putting women in a box. I feel like if you see a woman, why does she deserve to do it? Because she got a good body or a bad body. Now we're body shaming.
I don't think that's why he's saying a hoe.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with a hoe. I think hoe stands for helping others eat. These women are helping these men eat. So what's wrong with it? Come on.
All right, y'all, it's deal time. And today we got the Clamp Champion. All-in-one tablet and phone holder 2-pack. Now, this all-in-one adjustable clamp is compatible with all sizes of smartphones, tablets, and e-readers.
Yes, and the rubber clamps, honey, protect and secure your tablet or phone so you can focus on what you need to do, honey. Yes, you can attach them to a nice car headset, a glove box, an airplane seat, a couch, a desk, and more.
The firm grip keeps your tablet or phone safe and secure with the ability to rotate 360 degrees with a 160 degree swivel for any comfortable viewing angle.
That's right, and it leaves your hands free so you'll be able to watch videos, FaceTime, cook, read, play games, and more. So, head crack, how much is it?
Now, check it out. These holders have been seen as high as $40. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only two for $15.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's
you already know what to do. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, you won't believe who's fixing flat tires on the freeways these days. But here's a hint. He did it fast and furious. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, welcome back. What's up, Frankie? What you got for us, homie?
Hey, Sherry and Chewy. Hey. This story is really going to blow your mind. A woman claims that she got a flat out here on the 405 in Los Angeles. And when she pulled over to the side of the road and flagged for some help, a driver pulled up, and to her surprise, it was Vin Diesel.
Wow!
What?
Now, Sherry, you are the actress among us. Would you do the honors and read this quote as if you were in the movie?
Okay. So, a car stops behind me. I can't believe this. It's Fast and Furious, classic American car collector Vin Diesel. I open the trunk. He pulls out the jacket spare, changes the flat tire. I thanked him. I give him a hug and some handy wipes. He jumps back in his car, and off he went.
Wow. All right.
Scene.
And the Oscar goes to Octavia Spencer.
Oh. Well, you know, you get it how you can get it, Chewy.
That's such an awesome story. I love it.
And this is why everybody loves Vin Diesel. But, Frank, are you surprised that somebody like Vin Diesel would stop and help a woman change her tire?
Oh, not at all, Sherry. I've done that myself many times along the road, see a woman in distress and want to stop and help her out. I need to see a picture of this woman. That's really the only reason Vin Diesel stopped, because ugly women got to wait for AAA.
Well, that's guys, right. Just in time for some good news right before the holidays. The long-standing beef between Tyrese and Dwayne Johnson is finally over. Can you believe this?
Yay. Yes.
Now, you know, these two have been at each other's necks since 2017, and it all started when Tyrese voiced his displeasure about Dwayne's character getting a spinoff from the Fast and Furious franchise. It was called Hobbs and Shaw. Well, thankfully, it's all good now. It is all good. Take a look.
And me and The Rock pieced up, by the way. We talked for 4 hours about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, this is breaking news. You guys are good again.
Yeah, we talked.
Good.
We talked. We did at least 4 hours. It was great.
2020, we are mending disputes and forgiving. So, Chewy, what do you think about Tyrese and The Rock calling a truce?
The Rock is a very powerful man in Hollywood, and I think it probably ultimately affected Tyrese's bottom line.
Now, Frank, they talked on the phone for 4 hours. Could you talk on the phone for 4 hours with a male friend? What are you talking about? Mm.
You know, I start feeling awkward about 4 seconds in because the conversation is usually, hey, you want to go get a beer? Sure, see you there, click. I mean, that's pretty much my conversation with my buddies.
Is that how you call a truce, Frank? Is that how you would call a truce with your male friend?
Well, yeah, it seems to me that men who are going to, like, you know, bury the hatchet want to do it face-to-face. Right. But I guess in 2020, you can't do that now, so maybe a 4-hour conversation is the new way to apologize and befriend each other again. So I'm just glad they're back together as buddies. That's, you know, 2020 did teach anything. It's like life's too short to hold grudges.
That's right. You said it.
Up next, you won't believe what new law South Korea just passed, and it's all because of a boy band. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, fans have been worried sick, I tell you, about the future of the Korean boy band BTS. Woo! And I'm telling you this because Jin, he's the group's oldest member. He turns 28 tomorrow, so happy birthday. But South Korea, they require able-bodied men to enlist in the military by the age of 28.
Yep.
So that's the big day tomorrow. Ooh. So BTS might be going to the DMZ.
Hey.
But Chewy and Sherry, you can rest easy. I know you're both BTS fans. You can rest easy because South Korea just passed the BTS law, which adds K-pop stars to the artists and athletes who can defer service for 2 years. Now, Sherry, I know you are a huge K-pop fan.
You know I am.
So does this make you happy?
It makes me very happy because I love Jin. And I just have to say, honestly, I can't see Jin in the military. He's too cute. He's just, you know, he pouts nicely. So him running around with a gun and firing and rescuing people, he rescued my heart, Jin. That's what I say, rescue my heart.
We were talking about the BTS group member, Jin, not Gin and Tonic, Sherry. I know you love Jin.
And then there's that, Frank. And then there's
Gin
that.
And juice, I know.
Can you imagine what having to go to the army when you're 30? Damn, I'm good. No, I'm good.
You're already set in your ways. It's kind of hard to go into the army at 30. You got bad feet already. Woo. You can't march. Right. You know, you need your own bathroom. That can be just too hard.
Don't worry about Jin. The translation for the BTS is Bulletproof Boy Scout. Did you know that?
Oh,
I did not know that.
I didn't.
Actually, it is. Bulletproof Boy Scout. So he'll be fine.
If you need to defect over here, Jin, we got you.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.